Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hey, Chooms. Welcome back to Five GMs in a Trench Coat. I'm Jesse, your GM for today.
It's like the wave. You know, those of us in Southern California, it's like the wave radio station where it's like, hey, everyone. It's like, all right, Jesse, are you ASMRing us?
Heaven, the wave. All right, to my right.
Hey there, I'm Adam. I'm playing Doc. Things are pretty cool. Things went pretty well. We have enough money to pay rent for the next month. God only knows if I'll go bankrupt by then. To my right.
Puts on cowboy hat, twirls hair. Hey, everyone. It's Tanner. I hope you're doing well. I'm excited to continue playing John. I like Cyberpunk a lot. I hope you do, too. It's nice to see you again.
Hello. I'm Kim. I'm playing Aku, and yeah, we're here in Cyberpunk land. And surprisingly, the first mission went well, so I'm a little skeptical. So, yeah.
Hey guys, it's me, Tanlin. I'm playing Madame Despair. I really don't like what Tanner's doing right now. But you know, like, you guys are free to make your own decisions and your own choice. Just know that I'm here for you. Anyways.
And I'm here for you more, if you think about it.
I'm not here for you, so.
The girlies are fighting, I'm abstaining.
And I'm just gonna nag you, so.
Whoa! Start the session.
All right. So you guys are back. It's the next week. You guys find yourself at the Limping Wheel again. Once again, you're waiting for your contact to show up.
I'm pouring my own bourbon with bourbon that I've bought myself.
Okay.
Not from them.
You brought in your own.
Yes.
That's probably a good idea. So as you guys wait, a woman wearing a blood red cloak walks in. She looks around, sees you guys, and heads straight for you guys. She sits down and removes her hood, revealing a round face, tan skin, big yellow eyes that give off a slight glow. And her hair is fairly similar. Her roots are dark red, but lighten up into a glowing yellow at the end.
When you say she has yellow eyes, do you mean like glowing yellow eyes as in like there is no iris or end pupil? Or do you mean like yellow like the...
The iris is yellow.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So she says, hello, my performer's name is Firefly at the Club Tartarus.
Good to meet you, Firefly. And I tip my hat.
They're good at stop letting us in this place if we keep doing things.
So she's like, well, I guess I'll just get into it. Tartarus used to be a really high-end club. It had these massive performances that were known around the world. We would entertain Night City's elites, and elites from all around the world. But almost 2 years ago, a man, Miguel, showed up with the mayor holding the deed to the club. And ever since then, it is turned into the shithole that you guys have seen earlier.
Never been there in my life.
Well, I mean, I know that you guys...
I wink at her.
Okay. So she's like, well, as you know, Miguel has a tight hold over all the performers. He has his sort of strategy is he takes women off the streets, offering to give them new chrome as long as they work at the club, and he gets a cut out of their pay to pay it off. And he gives what seems like a pretty good deal, but of course, he ends up just pushing them into a cycle of debt.
Classic.
Indentured servitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he forces them into debt, and so they're forced to find other ways to find money to pay off their debt, which he encourages. So that's why I'm here, is I want to have the deed transferred over to my girlfriend, Jade. She's Tartarus's current accountant, and I want you to get it by any means necessary.
And if the current owner of the establishment were to go missing, you wouldn't mind that?
I'd prefer it.
Looks at Doc, pointedly.
Okay.
I think this is a, I think this is something that we can do for you, Miss Firefly. And regarding the issue of compensation.
You will each be paid 2,000 eddies.
And free drinks at the new establishment?
Yeah, so...
For life.
If you guys are able to get the deed, we will let you use the VIP room anytime you need. That will be open to you. And we also have the upper levels has little apartments in it. And if you guys ever need a place to lay low, you're free to stay there.
What about 10% shareholding?
You'd have to talk to Jade about that.
Nonetheless, we'll be happy to help you in this, Miss Firefly. Is there anything we should know about where the deed is, perhaps?
Yes, so the deed is at his house. And to gain access to the deed, you need 3 keys in order to get into the vault in his house. The first one is held by his chief of security, Giovanni. He's an older NCPD detective. He uses his NCPD connections to intimidate and catch performers that attempt to run away. He's an older man, but don't underestimate him. He's quite cunning and a quick shot with his revolver.
Not the quickest, though.
I mean, I've seen him shoot. He's pretty quick.
I never miss.
Okay.
I heard he has, like, a problem with his eyes or something.
Oh, yeah, I heard he had some weird eye thing.
Yeah, it was weird.
Probably makes shots bad.
Oh, okay. Well, he spends most of his time at the lawman bars or at a shooting range. He is a smart man, but he definitely thinks he's a lot smarter than he is, so that might be something you can take advantage of. You also need to be aware of his second-in-command, Tulip. She doesn't carry a key, but I'm sure that you saw her in the front. She's a massive woman, full of chrome and muscle. She's dumb as a rock, but she's loyal to a fault and will follow his orders to a T. She has kinetic fists that I've personally seen knock through concrete. So she spends most of her time. She's either working out or getting her chrome worked on. But she's also a very, very girly girl and is easily distracted by anything kind of cute.
Okay.
The next key holder, the second key holder, is Francesca. She's a net runner that runs all the electronic security measures at the club. The club is full of cameras that she uses it to spy on people and get blackmail on anyone who comes in. As you probably saw, there are light turrets hidden throughout the club. None of them are automated. She has to control them manually. But she wrote pretty advanced targeting software that allows for multiple targets to shoot at the same target if they have line of sight. So just a frontal assault on the club itself would be difficult because of this. But she never leaves her room at the top of the building, and she has everything delivered to her. And then finally, there's Miguel. He used to be a Ripper doc, uses his skills to create a constant cycle of debt. His image is everything he cares about. His chrome is cheap, but he's able to make it look nice. He has a bunch of cars and a fancy apartment in the exact area. And he constantly throws parties for the mayor, which he drags his performers to attend and be entertainment. So taking them all at once at the club would be possible, but difficult. So maybe taking them out one by one would be the best option.
I vote we divide and conquer.
Could we just intimidate Miguel to open the safe and then zero him after that?
I mean, yeah, but you need all 3 keys to open the
safe. Even Miguel?
No, you don't need Miguel alive. You just need his keys.
But could he open it without the keys?
No, he needs all 3 of them.
That was the whole point of her whole heist spiel.
No, I understand. I was just hoping that we could save some time.
Well, that's why we're going to do it when they're all 3 in there, and we're going to divide and conquer.
Fair enough. Sounds good to me.
Does anyone disagree?
Well, we could divide and conquer while they're all in different locations.
True.
I feel like if
but then we don't have support. If we're all in the same building and say two of us do our job quickly and efficiently and someone else starts to go ass up, the other two can come support.
Sorry, what I meant is, like, while they're separate, not at the group thing, we go get them. Like, they're divided and we conquer.
I follow Tanlin, because I thought that too, but...
I was talking about us divide and conquer. We split up and go get them.
The problem, I think...
That's just going to take long.
Yeah, and if somebody else, like, if somebody hears that one of the key holders died, then that raises extra complications, you know what I mean?
So we need to hit them all at the same within 12 hours.
At least.
Like, minimum. Like or maximum. Like,
yeah, maybe sooner.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Firefly, it sounds like we are willing to accept the job. We appreciate you coming to us. Thank you.
Thank you. If you need any information, feel free to contact me, and the performers will help out in any way they can, but we're not fighters, so.
Much obliged.
All right. So she leaves.
Okay. Guys. So the one that sounds toughest to me personally is the one that stays in her little hovel.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we should off-match. So, I'm sure she's in her hovel, but she's not going to be a particularly good fighter, so we send you up there.
Yeah, I just need to get access, and also...
Aku can do that.
Sure, she doesn't have any defenses.
Wesley's like, well, I mean, if she's a... she probably has, like, a control center that she operates everything in, so if you could get me to it, I could probably access those turrets. I may not be able to work her special targeting system, but you'd at least have turrets for support.
I was thinking something along those same lines, Wesley. That's a good idea. Well, then what about the other two?
Well, Madam and I already have rapport with,
Giovanni.
Giovanni.
Yeah.
And so we could probably handle that.
If you need me to help with that, just let me know.
Probably not.
But if you need it.
Okay.
What do we know about the owner? Does he have any chrome or anything?
Yeah, so he's completely chromed out. It is cheap, but,
He's the river, the ex-river dog? Yeah. Cool. So, I could just make him sign the deed with my hacking his
chrome. Oh, you just need to have it.
As
long as you have it, you don't need.
Law doesn't exist. I don't know why I think things like that.
Yeah, silly Adam.
Yeah, what a fucking idiot.
That leaves one more, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then...
that leaves the Ripper Dog, Miguel, like the main guy.
Oh, is that? Okay, sorry, I miscounted.
Tulip doesn't have a key.
That's right.
She just added muscle.
And then we just shoot Miguel in the head.
Sure.
If it works.
Fantastic.
We're good at making plans.
What time is it, Jesse?
It's like the afternoon, lunchtime.
Do you think Miguel knows if the reason it's named Tartarus is because of the Greek mythos?
You can probably ask him.
Yeah, so if anyone gets to Miguel before me, please ask for me. I'd really appreciate that.
I concur. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
Want to get this done today?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I say the sooner, the better. That way they don't catch on to anything.
Less information out in the world for less amount of time.
Fantastic. Wesley, why don't you sit up front with me? We'll head over right now.
Oh, okay.
I don't really want to be in the back with... Yeah. Just get in.
And then I guess we'd take off, Jesse. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you guys make it back to the... So the club is in front of you.
It still looks like shit.
Oh, well, it's also the middle of the day, so it's not open yet. So do you guys want to wait till it's nighttime, or do you guys want
to... Oh.
Jesse. All
right. so we get there.
Actually.
Turn us back around.
Wait. Actually. Do we want to do this while it's closed?
Well, are they there?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, no, but
like,
that's my
there?
Question, right? It's like, because
if... Well, if we do it while it's closed, we firefight with them.
Francesca's for sure there.
Yeah, if we do it open, we can maybe be sneaky about it. If we do it while it's closed, we firefight with them.
Well, or we sneak around and just shoot them. You know what I mean? Like, I guess, like, I mean to suggest that it's not the worst idea, I guess. Like, it's an option we have, you know? Because one way, less people in our way.
True.
Yeah. You know?
If we do Francesca first, then we control the whole system.
Yep.
And...
That's kind of what, I mean, we could try. Okay. We would have to, like, break in, but...
I push your leg down on the gas pedal.
Shit! I'm pissed! I've got those flames fixed!
And you guys do know that since she never leaves her room, she has everything delivered to her room.
Yeah.
looks at our charisma character.
Yeah, yeah, looks at Despair.
Well, you want me to roleplay being a delivery guy?
Why'd you say roleplay like that? Yeah. Madam, why did you say roleplay like that?
I look at Wesley when she says that.
Like, she's good at roleplaying.
Why do you guys keep saying roleplaying like that?
Is it not a role that I'm going to be playing?
I suppose. But you're saying it in a...
You sound a little like a nerd when you say that. Miss Despair, would you be able to...
We know there's a secret tunnel that leads inside.
Oh, yeah. We're idiots.
I take off my hat.
Yeah, so as we're like discussing this, Doc's like, why don't we just use the secret tunnel?
Probably a good idea.
It's a fantastic idea, Doc. I say we do that right now.
All right, let's go.
Real quick, though, what if they have cameras and stuff like that? You know?
Well, the secret tunnel goes in and out through the sexy rooms.
Yes.
Unless they, like, revamped security. How because long has we it destroyed been? The bug.
It's been a week.
They've done that.
Yeah. What if one of us went through that way? And cause the distraction that way.
Wesley does go, well, if you guys could find an access port, there's a chance I can access the cameras.
Oh, Wesley.
Wesley, how would you say we'd go about doing that, friend?
Well, we go in and there was the screen that was behind the bar. And I know where it is, so if I could get to the other side of the wall, I can remotely access it. But the problem is that there's a net runner on the other side, so it could be dangerous for me. Huh. And it sounds like she's a pretty good net runner, too.
Do we get Firefly's contact info?
Yeah.
I want to shoot her a text, shoot her a mess, IM, being like, do you have any way to tell us the like layout of the building? In regards to Francesca specifically?
Yeah. So she kind of sends you, like, it's kind of just quickly drawn out. So you have the basement floor that the VIP rooms are in. Mm-hmm. And then above that is the dance floor and the bar. Then above that's the apartment buildings. And then above that is, like, sort of the utility, like, storage and stuff. And that's where her office is.
Can we enter? Well, how do people get in and out of the apartments?
There's stairs that lead up to them.
We could just, like, climb and go straight up to Francesca, right? I mean, am I reading that right?
No, so the VIP rooms are kind of separate behind the bar, so you'd have to still go in to get to the stairs to go all the way to the top.
I see. How do the apartment residents get in then?
Through the entrance stair. There's, like, a back door, too.
Yeah.
We're asking, is it locked currently?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, so we could just walk in there?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be that suspicious.
Well, there's no one else in there right now.
But the apartment residents go, like, freely, right?
Oh, that's
now.
A good point. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. if you can just kind of blend in.
I take off my hat and my duster, roll up my sleeves, try to look a little less cowboy, do some stretches.
I just take off my goggles and put them in my pocket.
I unbutton one more button.
God damn it.
It's worse.
Yeah, so, I guess Firefly would be like, hey, I could, like, get you guys an apartment building, an apartment room, help you at least be able to move around for free, as long as you don't, like, do anything suspicious.
Do you mean other than shoot people?
Yeah.
Who means shooting?
If you go up to the utility floor, then, like, you'll be in trouble, but you'll at least be able to walk around.
I'm texting, right? We're texting. Yeah, yeah. I text back, that's perfect, TY, and then that's what, less than three? You know what I mean? Like greater than three or whatever.
Yeah, you know? Gun emoji.
Yeah, and then gun, yeah. Yeah, gun, cowboy hat.
Gun, cigarette, cowboy hat?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we want to do that then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go up. So, yeah, we saunter on up.
All right, so it seems like there's no alarms or anything. You guys are now up on the apartment floor.
Oh, light work.
All
right, you guys want to just, like, blitz it?
Jesse, how can we get to Francesca?
Without alerting her.
Yeah.
We could put our boy in a port, right?
Yeah.
Because if he drops her systems for, like, 30 seconds, we're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm in.
He can try to hack it and then, like, disable the cameras for a bit. He can kind of scramble it to make it just seem like maybe they're glitching out for a moment.
All right, that sound. Wesley would. But son.
There is, but because there's a netrunner on the other end controlling things, it is dangerous for him because she can kind of like counter hack him, basically.
Fry him or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, someone just stay here to pull him out, right?
That's dangerous.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's.
And
like,
what's more dangerous?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair point, actually, Adam. Yeah, and Adam can fit. I mean,
Doc. I could probably fix him, probably. How much do you like this Leslie boy?
I like him a lot.
I'm sure she'll pay for me to fix him.
And Aku can use his security skill to if you can, you have to physically get to the things, but you can like rewire them and stuff.
Okay. Sounds like all three of you have jobs to do that don't have to do with anything I can help with. So I'm gonna go to the door. Let me know when I can go in. I'm gonna kick it down and shoot her in the head.
I'm gonna wait here with Wesley just in case he dies. I'll probably be able to bring him back.
Good.
And so you do. You also do have like a, I forgot what it's called, like a Cairo box or something. Uh-huh. So it's like a suitcase, and then it folds out to like a body bag, and it can like preserve people.
Nice. Oh, that's kind of cool.
But you have to bring it back to your little your
my
clinic.
Medical center. Yeah.
So then I'm gonna start making my. I'm gonna start moseying on over. I'm pretending to be casual, walking over to the Francesca's door.
All right, let me see how this works out for Wesley.
Wesley, buddy, you got this.
Give him a help action, I slap him on the butt.
Yeah, so he kind of hacks in. Yeah.
Can I plug my little hacking knife in and just give him like a little boost?
Just, I mean, you can if you want to. So basically what you would be... he has a pain editor that just basically helps him resist, get like torture and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Why? So, why would he have that?
That is crazy.
Because, don't worry.
Yeah, no reason.
So yeah, you can enhance his thing, his pain editor.
You got this. You want me to roll?
Yeah, do a roll.
That's the worst I've rolled so far. I got a 15.
Okay, so yeah, you're able. So that kind of gives them a little more. So... Francesca knows something's up, but he does say that, like, he's clearly, like, in pain. He's like, oh, the cameras are down for now. Move quick.
Here
move quick,
go.
Please.
So, Jesse, I mean, I just want to make sure, when I get to Francesca's, because I'm assuming I would have tried to get there pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
While they're doing that, I'll say, what's, like, the vibe? What's the door look like?
So it kind of seems unassuming. It's just a long hallway right now, and with a bunch of doors, and hers is at the end. Mm-hmm. So the door, it looks like it has like a camera on it for like a peephole.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it looks pretty unassuming.
Cool. Then I'm gonna go up, and I'm gonna I get the go ahead, I'm gonna knock on the door. I'm gonna pull my gun out, and knock on the door.
Okay. So she's like, so you hear on the other end, are you? What's going on?
Delivery. Like that. Delivery.
What kind of delivery?
Something Michelle sent, right? Mitchell?
Miguel.
Miguel. I don't fumble that bad. Something Miguel sent.
Give me a reflex roll.
Uh-oh.
D10 plus reflex.
13. Jesse.
Yeah?
I have solo abilities. I am going to... do damage deflection, combat awareness, damage deflection. I have points. I'm going to use two of them to decrease my first damage by one.
All right. So what's your armor?
My armor is a... SP is 13. The penalty is minus DRM? 2 DRM?
Yeah. So you're good. Let's see. Okay, so this... So the door swings open, and this kind of robotic dog jumps out, and it, like, it's able to grab onto you, but your armor is able to take it, and you're able to push it off of you. So right now, in front of you, so it's kind of off to the side now, so there's this robot dog attacking you, then you see a woman at the end, and she's pulling out a gun. Oh no, she's pulling out a sword. Sorry. She pulls out a sword.
Okay. Are we rolling initiative? Is that what's...
Yep.
Can I text? Because is my phone in my head yet? Is that a thing yet?
No.
Okay, because I would.
Hers is, but yours is. Damn it! But you do have like the earpiece, so you could talk to it. The you guys.
Just a heads up. Something's going on right now. I'll be done in a second.
I'm cradling Wesley. It's gonna be okay, son. All right, you're so, like used so, to this stuff, right?
Yes. Yep.
I have a lot of things I want to try and do right now. Mm-hmm. The first thing I want to try to do, Jesse, is, are we rolling initiative?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's a D10 plus your reflex.
I'm gonna use my Send Devastan.
All right.
Plus 3 to initiative for 1 minute. Hold on, so that's 15.
You go first.
How far is Francesca from me?
She's about 10 meters away.
30 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I walk in? Can I, like, rush in, close the door, and, like, lock it or bar it so that the dog's locked outside? You get me?
Yeah. Give me, like, a reflex check. See if it's quicker.
Do you want me to, like, would that be athletics or?
Oh, yeah. You could do athletics.
Cool. Well, that's the same. 11.
Oh, yeah, you're just quick enough.
Oh, thank God. So, yeah, I'm going to, like, rush in, like, shut the door behind me. And is there anything, is there a way to lock it that's obvious? Because if not, then I'll just.
Yeah, there's, like, a lock on it.
All right, then I'll lock it. And then do I have anything I can do after that?
Yeah, you can still attack.
And
I'm going to consider that just a movement action.
All right, cool. Thanks, Jesse. You're awesome. I'm going to take an aimed shot at the item she's holding.
Okay.
At a maximum of 1 ROF, you can aim a single ranged user attack. Minus 8 to the check?
Yeah.
The hell?
It's so like offended.
And I gotta get a 25 to hit her right now. Unless I use my assault rifle. Do I have my... I need a 13, actually. You guys, there's a lot of things happening right now. 14... I guarantee hit unless I do this, in which case, nah, it's not worth it. I'm just going to take aim with my, I'm going to pull out my sword and be like, Francesca, ma'am, Miss Francesca, if you wouldn't mind putting down your weapon, I don't want to hurt you, but I will if I must.
Oh, you could try to face off her if you want.
Hell yeah, I will. Does that take my action?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that still. I'm going to try and do it that way. I got a 14.
Yeah, so you win. So she's standing there with her sword, and she kind of, so she drops it and goes, okay, let's just be cool, all right?
What does Francesca look like?
She has dark skin, short curly hair. She's wearing a black net running outfit that just kind of covers her body.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say, would you mind kicking that sword over here to me then?
She's like, okay, so she kicks the sword over to you.
Is it just like a katana?
Yeah, it's just a regular katana.
So you got like a... I mean, does it look nice?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice katana.
Do I have room?
Yeah, you have room. You can put it on your waist if you want.
Hell yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah, of course I'm going to get a katana. Dude, a cowboy with a sword? That's sick as fuck. Yeah, I'll shoulder my rifle, pull out my gun, keep aiming at her and my pistol, right? And then grab the katana, put it in my waist, and I say, I'll see about giving this to you after we're done here. Or I might not. We'll see. Frankly, if you don't do what I say, I might have to shoot you in the face. I don't want to have to do that. But if you don't cooperate. Now, I would know she needs to be linked in to do anything, right?
Yeah.
So she's not going... She can do nothing bad right now, correct?
At this time, you need the... Fuck, what's it called?
Deck?
Cyber deck?
Yeah.
So it's not like... She can't do anything remote? Without her cyber deck. Yeah.
All right, cool. Francesca, how'd you begin working at this establishment? Would you mind regaling me with that story?
Oh, 'tis was a dark and stormy night.
God damn it, faster woman.
I'm friends with Miguel, and when the mayor gave him the opportunity to take over this business, so he took it and helped me out.
Do you think that, do you know where Miguel is right now?
I think he's at home right now.
Do you know where he lives?
Yeah, he lives in the executive zone.
Is there a way I can just come in to let them hear this?
Yeah.
When does he usually come into work?
He usually comes in right before, like an hour before the nightclub opens up to just give it a quick look down.
Fantastic. And do you know when Giovanni comes?
He usually shows up like right before the club opens.
Damn.
We should just... Sorry, when they walk in, we should just turrets on him and just let loose.
We can. Like, yeah. That's an option.
No, yeah. We've won.
All right. Well, Francesca, let's see. Well, for the next, how long till the club opens?
It's the middle of the day, so we'll say like, it opens at 6, so we'll say like 4 hours.
I need to talk to my compatriots, but I'm going to have to restrain you for the time being so that you don't do anything that might harm us. Also, can you disable that dog outside?
She's like, yeah. So she kind of, she like goes to her cyber deck and like pushes a button, and then you can hear it kind of like powering down outside.
Do me a favor, next time before you touch that thing, let me know you're going to do it. I almost shot you in the face just now.
Oh, okay.
All right, come here. Okay. Closer. Not too close, though.
Oh, and Doc has handcuffs, by the way.
I'm gonna need some handcuffs, professor.
Who's the professor?
The one that just spoke just now.
It's Doc.
If you need handcuffs, I probably have some too.
Oh, I'll be on my way.
Francesca, would you prefer fuzzy or metallic handcuffs?
I mean, I'm always down for some fuzzy ones.
Never mind, she's on her way.
Oh, guys. Okay, and then, like, I just turn around and, like, open the door and try to not look at Francesca right now.
Oh, guys, Wesley's dead.
No. Wesley's like, no, I'm fine.
Wesley! And I start running. I wait. I keep a gun on Francesca, and I watch for the apartments, making sure nobody, like, looks. I pull in the dog, you know, mm-hmm. Clean up a little bit. I do some sweeping.
Yeah, I get up there.
Yeah, her room's kind of a mess, so.
I will actually start. also, I thought we were, Lady Despair was going to bring the handcuffs.
I'm taking Wesley there so he can hack in.
Yeah, we have to
plug in.
Yeah, we should all come here, actually. There's no reason for us to be anywhere else. So we all gather inside. I'll close the door, lock it again. Okay. Francesca, this is the professor. This is Lady Demare and Uka. And my name's Arthur. And then I look at Doc.
Oh.
Those are all fake names. And then I'm just gonna plug into her and turn her off.
Turn her off?
Yeah, I'm gonna put her to sleep.
Oh, okay. So yeah, give me a.
Well, we don't need her awake for anything, right?
Not necessarily that I could think of. Yeah. We can always wake her up.
Here's what I'm saying. 17.
Oh yeah, so you're able. You basically like overload her neurons, and she passes out.
Cool.
Well, I don't know if I want to give her back this sword.
Oh, just keep it.
I was really excited to slap the handcuffs on her.
Did you win it in a duel?
Put them on her.
Huh?
Did you win it in a duel?
No, she's asleep.
A duel of sorts. A duel of auras.
Then I mean.
And also, you should handcuff her with those. Put those handcuffs on her.
Yeah, okay.
Please. And then, yeah, it's Wesley's job to take over the system, yeah?
Yeah. So he like... gets out of the cyber deck. He gets her cyber deck, and he's starting to clickety clack. So he's like, "I have control over the whole building."
Fantastic. You see anything out of the ordinary that we should pay attention to?
Nothing right now.
Well, we have about an hour. Oh wait, no, we have 5 hours until our first target's here. What do we do with Francesca? I'm going to actually text Firefly. What do you want us to do with Francesca? ?
Oh, she's like, oh.
And then I do gun ? Or the letter, you know, like a peace sign ?
Oh, so she's like, she sends back a gun.
Oh.
Emoji.
Oh.
Nose goes.
I put my finger on my nose and look to Wesley.
Look at Wesley.
Oh, yeah. No. Wesley like, oh, okay.
Nah, I'm kidding. I'm just fucking with you. And then, I like go up to her. I have a gun in my hand, and I say, "Do we do it while she's awake or while she's asleep?" That's a good point. No,
don't do it in here.
Why?
Because we're all standing in here, and I don't want to stand in blood.
I really like these shoes.
You people, and I like,
I'm just gonna like pop her out of the room and just close the door. Like, yeah, I don't know. Do you really want to like just bloody up the inside of the place?
Frankly, I feel like it's a sad thing to kill her, but. We're getting paid to do a job. Aku.
Yeah.
Lady Dom. what do you think we should do?
I don't know, man.
Do we need her alive?
Well, no, but
not
was the job...
necessarily.
Was the job really to kill her or just get the key?
I mean, we are technically here to just get the key.
Save a bullet.
We've already been effective. I'll just break her legs.
I'm going to text Firefly. Are you sure? Are you sure?
So she texts back. She's an important part to keeping the performers under Miguel's control.
All right. Well, We'll figure that out. I'm going to pull her back inside and just leave her in a corner because she's out, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to, we'll figure that out later. Let's not forget about that, though.
She is wearing fuzzy handcuffs. They're pink, hot pink.
Wesley. Oh, he wears them too sometimes, doesn't he? God damn it.
Not these ones.
Never mind. Now we wait 5 hours. Kill some time.
Got some time to kill.
Is there any musical instruments in here?
Dude.
Yeah, she has a guitar.
This guy.
Electric guitar.
Oh, even sick.
Dude,
John's totally into chromatic rock. I'm a total chromer, dude. Like, yeah.
It's crazy. Can I remove her little plug-in?
What do you mean?
Like her import thing?
Yeah, so if she wakes up, she can't do her job.
So she has like a thing. So yeah, she can't.
So there's the deck. There's like a physical like keyboard.
No, I'm aware. But so worst case scenario, we're all out. She wakes up. She gets out of her cuffs and plugs back into the deck.
Oh, her. You mean her plug-in link? Yeah. You can like break it or something if you want.
I just grab it with two fingers, just snap it. All right,
yeah.
And then I'll no matter what anybody says. Oh my God, is there alcohol here?
Yeah,
there's alcohol. It's a nightclub.
Are you serious? No, like in this room.
Yeah. She, because this is like her room that she lives in.
Is there bourbon?
Let's see. No bourbon.
Is there whiskey?
Yeah, that would be whiskey.
Tanner, dude. Did you just look up what like cowboys?
Yeah. Adam. Tanner? At the beginning of our first session, I looked up what alcohol did cowboys drink. And also, I'm going to pour myself a glass of whiskey on the rocks and just start jamming on guitar and drinking. That's all I'm doing for the next 5 fucking
That's
hours.
So crazy.
You guys. Easy.
It's so good.
Hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad comes from our pals over on Game Master Monday.
At last, I have reached the tallest peak in all the world, where the wisest person lives. Finally, I'll get the answers I seek.
Welcome, I am the wisest person in the world. Ask me your question.
What is my purpose in life? What should I be doing to achieve pure happiness?
You must stream Game Master Monday.
Come again.
Game Master Monday, the bi-weekly podcast that plays a new one-shot in a new system in a new setting with a new cast every episode. Listening to their funny jokes and wild stories is the only path to happiness, my child.
Sick. I'm going to go home and binge the whole thing right now.
What a nice kid. Oh dear, he fell off the mountain. Now they'll never know how good Game Master Monday is.
Game Master Monday is a great show for you to check out indie TTRPG systems, and they have a new mini-series coming out starting May 6th, and it'll run for 4 weeks. So go be sure to go check them out. Our next ad comes from our friends over on Studio Hex. Set in a version of Hell overrun with advanced technology, Hellborn is a game of mercenary action, diabolical crime, and infernal technology. In Hellborn, players take on the mantle of demons, fallen angels, and sinners that have entered the mercenary world and become fearsome freelancers, taking on various contracts and jobs to earn money, fame, and power in a dystopian underworld. Its relatively simple 2d6-based dice-rolling system contrasts with its strategic combat, where death is an always-present danger, and you and your crew must work together to plan your fights. Hellborn features an expansive perk-based character creation system, being able to create hundreds of unique builds and assemble the perfect arsenal of tricks and supernatural abilities of your character. Players can choose from over 100 unique perks spread between 11 paths and more than 120 unique demonic powers to learn, as well as from a vast array of weapons, armor, and cyberware, all of which can be modified and altered to perfection. On top of that, Hellborn boasts an expansive lore spanning almost 100 pages and detailing almost everything from the daily lives and beliefs of Hell's denizens to the history of the universe and the bitter history of heaven and hell. That sounds like, so much fun. I highly recommend you go check out Studio Hex and Hellborn. We'll have their links in our episode description. Alrighty, we have one more ad coming from our friend Just the Human. I've mentioned the TTRPGs for Palestine bundle here before, and it is finally going to go live on Friday via Tiltify to support PCRF. Submissions are still being accepted until April 11th at 5 p.m. PST and will be live for purchase from April 12th to April 30th via Tiltify. If you'd like to submit something, all TTRPGs and TTRPG supplements are welcome, but must not be homophobic, transphobic, racist, sexist, or ableist. The bundle will cost $15 for access to all the games, which currently have over 115 submitted, and they're hoping to hit 150 by the end of the submission period. If you'd like to submit something or just generally support, we'll have those links in our episode description. Let's get back to our regularly scheduled programming, shall we? Back to our episode.
All right. So after a little while, you guys hear a car pulling up in the front. It's because he likes old cars, so it's real loud.
Is it a nice old car?
Yeah, it's a nice old car.
Oh, great. If we kill him, we can also sell that.
Yeah.
I would like to keep the car.
Sure, Doc. I don't see why you couldn't do that.
Awesome. I love old
7% APR though, for the three of us, for the value of the car, obviously. But we'll take out your share. I'm just kidding. I'm yanking your chain.
I plug my knife in.
I'm gonna walk downstairs to. I'm gonna say, all right, guess it's time to do this one,
Wesley.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna just make Wesley do it through the turrets.
No, I understand that, but I'd rather at least have one of us down there just in case anything goes south. You get me?
Oh, you want to get a one-liner in before he dies?
His eyes widen, like in a slight annoyance of, like, don't out me,
yeah,
like that, bro.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, and then I go walk down. I, like, jog down, like, I'm thinking the whole time of one.
This guy's coming, is it Miguel or is it the...
It's Miguel.
Okay.
All right, yeah, so he walks in. He's carrying a very heavy pistol on his hip, and that's all you can see.
So he walks in?
Yeah, so he walks in through the front door, and...
on my signal, like I say into the thing, and I'm just gonna stand. Yeah, I'm gonna stand in the center. Once the door closes, I'm gonna make sure he like sees me in the center. Gonna have my hands on my hips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna look at him.
I'm like, oh, hello. You need something?
Yippee-ki-yay! And I wait.
Oh. He's like,
how long does it take? It needs to happen instantly, Jesse. No, yeah. As he's and right like, now.
I wonder what the signal is.
It's so silly.
Nobody else went down with me. That's on you guys.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Yeah.
Doc
comes in over the intercom and is like, was that the signal?
God damn it. Fucking shit. And I throw down my hat.
Oh, I think that was the signal, Wesley. Shoot him.
Yep. So...
Say it over the intercom again.
So we got a crit.
Yeah. You got three sixes, Jesse.
Yeah.
That's 18. And then there was the other three rolls. I don't think there's any way he survives.
Well, you know, I want to see, like... I still want to see his critical hit. Give it a little flair, you know? Tanner, would you like to roll 2d6s to decide what his critical wound is?
I rolled 2 sixes.
Nice.
So he walks in, he goes, what? The thing starts shooting at him and blows off both of his legs. And he falls to the ground dead.
That's right, it's because he hears the yippee-ki-yay. Was that the signal? God damn it!
I'm going to look around. Have they stopped firing?
Yeah, they stopped firing.
I'm going to walk up. Does he look dead?
Yeah, well, he's dead as shit.
Is there anything I can take off his body?
Over the intercom, get his key.
Yeah, I'm going to grab the key, obviously. Oh, somebody get Francesca, because I forgot to do that. Yeah.
No, he just has, a pretty sweet, like, leather jacket on. And, he did have a pistol on his hip, but I think that probably would have gotten destroyed. Oh, he has, like, his cybernetic arms are designed for, like, since he's a Ripper Doc, they're designed for, like, medical use.
I'm going to come check those out.
I'm like, reading out. He has a sick leather jacket. And some cool arms, I guess. His legs are gone, and so is his gun.
Over the intercom. Get the leather jacket for Wesley, I think.
How much blood's on it?
Quite a lot. He got both of his legs blown off.
I'm gonna text Firefly, is there a laundry machine in the building somewhere?
She's probably like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, the apartments have a little laundry room.
Fucking seat of us just 2 hours just doing laundry.
So yeah, we have another hour. I'm gonna wash this jacket while we have some time.
Yeah, I'm gonna run down and rip his arms off.
Oh.
I take the jacket first.
I see it like really fast animation. Like,
no. So you just hear from behind you, and then I'm just like foot on shoulder, grabbing arm, yanking off.
I'll help you yank the other one off.
And then I want to check these arms out.
Yeah, they're not very good quality. They're designed to be polished, so they look nice, but once you start like looking into it, they're actually like pretty shitty.
Ugh, I just throw them back on his body and walk away.
Ah, oh, shit. How easy is it going to be to clean this blood and gore?
Not easy at all.
That's the funny part.
No, I understand that.
So are you going to stand in front of his body as Giovanni comes
Yeah,
in?
No, but the problem is when they all come.
I haven't planned.
Okay, good. So I'm gonna throw the jacket in the washing machine, and then I'm gonna start texting like Firefly, where are the trash bags? Because I need to clean this up.
Can you put leather jackets in the washing machine?
Yeah, we ruined the leather jacket too.
2045, dude. Are you shitting me, Jesse?
Is it real leather or is it pleather?
I think it has to be pleather.
Right? It's ruined.
Yeah, it has to be ruined.
It falls apart.
It's synth leather, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how it
does. You know what? I'll roll a percentage, see how well it does. Oh, it gets through. Yeah.
Dude, sick.
Nice. Now Wesley has a sick leather jacket. We're turning into an edge runner yet.
Wesley does love leather.
So here's my plan. I'm going to barricade the front door, and I'm going to put a sign that says, front door broke, use back, and just hang it on the front door.
No, it'll work. It'll work.
I'm doing it.
But what if...
And then when he comes out the back, we just turn him in. Oh, my
God.
So I have a question. Uh-huh. I'm going to text Firefly. Are we killing Giovanni?
She's like, yes.
Well, it doesn't matter if Giovanni dies. Miguel's already dead. We just need the key from Giovanni.
No, but...
She would like you to. All
right, cool. Then... the next 45 minutes are me scrambling to clean, like, blood and gore off of this. Like, I'm on my hands and knees like, God fucking shit, damn it.
I'm doing the thing you do with happy birthday signs. And I have to do, like, four of them because I can't get the spacing right. Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah. But eventually I do front door broke, use back. And just hang it, and I'm going to barricade the front door so he can't open it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm actually just going to jam the hinges. That's what I'm going to jam the hinges.
All right.
After I clean Jesse, I'm going to go wait at the back door with my gun drawn, just like that. So as soon as Giovanni enters, like, you know?
All right.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Have Wesley get the turrets ready.
Yeah,
I'm going to say, on my mark.
Are you going to say the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So you guys are able. So Wesley is sitting at the, he's able to see the cameras looking out. And so he says, oh, Giovanni just pulled up. And Tulip's with him too.
What kind of car does he have?
He just got like a pretty shitty burner car.
Got
you
it.
Know? And Tulip just walked up.
I'm gonna instead of being next to the door, then I'm gonna go like into the middle of the room, right next to cover, so I can get in, but so I can still give the signal. Anyway,
we just wait with bated breath. I'm also like down there this time. No, you know what? I'm still up there where the intercom is, so I can talk over the intercom. There's an intercom, right?
Yeah.
I'd assume there would be.
All right. Aku, Madame Despair, where are you guys posted up?
I'm posted up with Francesca in the
just
room.
Just hanging out upstairs.
Because why do I need to be down there?
She did have a dog drone.
Oh, that's true. Huh?
But you could hijack that.
I could probably hijack that.
You can
that.
Keep it. We have a dog now.
Yeah. Do they walk in? Oh, yeah, do they go to the front door?
Yeah, they go to the front door.
Do you see it on the camera?
Yeah, they're like, huh, that's weird. And they go around the back.
Because there's no reason for them to be worried.
Yeah.
All right, so you hear him, like, fiddling with the keys. Oh, damn it, wrong one. He opens it up, so you see Giovanni walking with Tulip right behind him. Like, walks in.
Mr. Giovanni?
Like, oh, you're from the other night. How you doing?
You wouldn't happen to be part of any Nomad clans, are you?
No.
Yippee-ki-yay.
And then over the intercom, pilgrim. And then just fucking...
I grab my hat and I'm just like ready to tear it apart. I'm like so mad
shooting
right now.
It.
Yeah.
And they keep ruining his one-liners.
It's beautiful.
And then our turrets let the fuck off on these guys.
Yep.
Jesse, how good did my janitorial job look, by the way? Do you want to roll for it?
Yeah, yeah, roll for it.
What should it be?
Let's say...
How about luck?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. So for luck, you guys could add your luck points to your roll.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but that's all you get for, like,
the gig. I see.
Yeah.
So then maybe we should do dex, you know?
Yeah, yeah, we'll do dex.
15.
Yeah, so you cleaned it up pretty good.
Hell yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So the turret shoots twice, so it hits them both.
There's only one
turret? He can only use one at a time.
Oh, okay. Oh. I thought, like, they were just getting lit the fuck up. I also thought they were getting lit the fuck
up. They're still getting... Imagine getting hit by a turret.
No. Yeah. It's solid. I was under the impression that I was invincible right now. You know?
MCP guy.
Yeah.
I still have cover right next to me, because I mentioned that earlier, Jesse.
All
right,
so they both get hit. It just kind of wings Giovanni, and then it looks like Tulip's arms are able to take it. So her arms are damaged, but she seems fine.
I'm going to start running down there.
All right, let's roll initiative.
Oh, no!
I stand Devastan again.
Okay.
What do I add to my initiative? I rolled really well.
Reflex.
Cool, 15.
22.
15, 22. Oh, wow. So, John, you're up first.
I'm just going to whip out a pistol and say, shit, and then I'm going to take a shot. Like,
shit.
All right.
And I'm going to take a shot at, Giovanni. All right. I'm trying to hit him. So, okay. Do I try and hit him in the head, you guys?
Wait, Giovanni, who's hurt?
Yeah, Giovanni's hurt.
Yeah, because I'm faster than he is.
Here's the question. How personal is it?
100% personal.
The most personal it can be without me having exchanged more than 5 words to a man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's mad that he's not the only cowboy.
I'm gonna not do it. I'm not gonna aim for the head.
Okay. So let's see.
Because you never know.
So you can't dodge it. So just start shooting. See if you hit him.
9 plus 23 to hit.
Yeah, so that's gonna hit.
10 damage.
Okay. Yeah. So it damages his armor, but doesn't hurt him.
And then I'm gonna shit, and then I'm gonna take cover.
Okay. All right.
Wesley, I need more firepower here.
Next is Doc.
Oh, sick. So I'm like, all right. And my feet, from the bottom of my shoes, my little heelys pop out, and I just skate down that way. And so can I get there this turn with my heelys? Okay, cool. So I fucking do like a kickflip onto the wall and like grind the wall down, and then I want to just jab the hacking knife into Tulips. Into the nearest space.
All right. So first, give me a cool check
to
see if you grind good.
16.
Yeah.
Nat
so
10,
you grind.
Grind hard, dude. As fuck, Doc. I do like a twist, like.
Yeah, it's like Jet Set Radio, dude. You like grind down. It's so sick.
No, it's fucking what is it? Tony Hawk.
Tony
Hawk Pro Skater. I Tony Hawk Pro Skater that shit.
Yeah.
You get a +2 to your attack now.
Oh fuck
since
yeah.
It was cool.
And then am I using my cyber tech for the attack?
Because
I'm stabbing with it, or would I use? Because the knife doesn't have anything. You didn't get
stabbed. Yeah, so it'd be your brawling.
12?
All right, yeah. So you hit her.
And then I just want to turn her arms off.
All right, do a cyber attack.
20?
Oh, yeah, so roll a d6, and that's how many turns her arms are deactivated.
5.
All right. Yeah, her arms turn off.
And I'm just like, give up. And that's my turn.
All right. Now it's Tulip, so she would have no idea how to reactivate her arms. So she's going to try to tackle you.
Does she have disadvantage because she has bad arms?
Yeah, she's going to have a -8 to her attack. So give me a d10 plus your reflex.
I've got a fucking nat 9, so I got a 14.
Yeah, she hits.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus!
It's 10 damage, but your armor is 11, I believe.
Oh, yeah, light armor jacket.
Okay, so yeah, your armor takes it.
Oh, nice.
So you're all right.
Does my armor go down or anything?
No, it's only if it goes over your armor.
Oh!
So, yeah, your armor is able to take it.
Just like my little robot arms that, like, are overlaid. Yeah, they, like...
Slay.
Yeah.
I just, like, skate back on my feet. I just roll back with the weight.
So slay.
All right, now Giovanni's going to try to shoot at John. Pulls out his gun.
He can try. I'm in cover there, Jesse. I like move to cover after I've been shooting.
Oh, that's right. So so then he just shoots and so he has to destroy. So you're just kind of behind a concrete wall. Alright, so yeah, he shoots at the wall, so the wall you're behind is damaged, but it's still holding together.
Great.
Now it's the little dog drone.
All right. So I'm reading off his stuff. Hold on.
Yeah, so it basically has like a blow dart and it can like scratch. Oh,
okay. I kind of like the blow dart. Like, you go down there, you help those guys, yeah. The one with the hat and the one with the goggles. And so, Jesse, what do I roll for the...
I think it has a physical skill.
Oh, okay. Or, so there's martial and physical.
Yeah, sorry, martial.
Martial? Okay. Is that what I add to the roll?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's just a 10.
No, that doesn't hit.
Okay.
This is, but I think you get two shots, so you could roll again.
That one was a 14.
I think that hits.
Ooh.
Yep, that hits.
Oh, cool. Okay. Which dice do I roll?
So I believe it's a 3d6.
12 damage.
Well, who are you shooting?
I'm going to shoot Tulip.
All right. So it does a little bit of damage to her, it looks like. All right. Now is the turret. Turret's going to shoot.
The turret's going to finish off Giovanni.
I hope so. You know what? I'll live with that. As long as he's dead.
As long as the other...
I will shoot him in the forehead after he's dead.
Crazy.
But, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. So he's pretty hurt. He's not dead yet, but he's pretty hurt. So now he shoots... Oh, so he hits her. So Giovanni looks really hurt. Tulip still seems... She's pretty good.
Cool.
Madam Despair, anything you want to do?
I want to call Wesley a good boy and pat his head.
All right.
God nice. Damn it.
He's like, I'm doing a good job.
You're doing so good.
All right, back to John.
Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
How far away is Tulip?
She's about 10 meters away.
Can I get to her in one movement?
Yeah.
You said her arms aren't working. Is she standing up?
Yep.
Do you think I could place something on her head?
Yeah. I mean, she's still moving around, so.
Yeah, no, but is there a way for me to, like, put, like, can I make a roll to put something on her head?
Yeah.
So I'm going to run up.
Uh-huh.
Tell me if this is a bad idea, Jesse, or if I should really, really not do this. I'm going to run up. I'm going to pull a grenade out of my pouch, right? I'm going to take off my hat. Put a grenade on her head, and then put my hat over it to keep it on there, and then I'm going to book it in the other direction.
All right, give me a cool check, my guy.
I got a 9, but can I use my luck points?
Yeah.
I got to make money off of this. God, I forgot a way to make... I'm going to use 4. I'm going to make it 13.
All right. Yeah, so that's... It's going to be close, so you're going to have to do a reflex check to get away. So
okay.
Give me a reflex to see if you
get
away.
Can I get away?
Oh, yeah, she's, like, right on you. Yeah, you also give me a reflex check.
Son of a bitch.
Dude, imagine but if we both dive away from the explosion together. Think how cool that is.
Bastard.
but wait, so, Jesse, this all happens, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I run a grenade hat, bop, and then use your luck. And then I roll a 12 on my reflexes. I'm going to use my other 2 luck points to get the fuck away.
I rolled a fucking 7.
Use your luck points.
What's 8 plus 7?
You have 8 luck?
Yeah.
8 plus 15.
So question. Yeah. With the 15, with the speed of my skates, can I also save the hat?
You want to save the
hat? I want to save the hat.
With give the me 15. A cool check. You got to give me a cool check.
7 plus where's my cool again? I got fucking 13.
Yeah, it's a little skirt. It's a little burnt, but it's for.
God damn it! I'm
not letting you get rid of that hat, bitch.
I think it's a 66. So roll me a 66.
I like skate away and I like throw something back and it hooks the hat.
Let me know if you get 2 sixes.
I didn't.
Oh.
16, 19 damage. A grenade blew up on top of her head.
Yeah,
guessing.
Yeah, she's. I think she's dead, yeah. She doesn't have her arms, so there's nothing she could do about it.
That's what I thought, dude.
She can't even put her arms up, just...
Yeah, so you just blow her head off. You save the hat, but it's a little burnt.
I just hand it back to you. Your hat.
Much obliged. Tanner's like, God damn it.
All right, yep, so you blew her head off. She's Dunyan Rings.
Does she have any cool shit on? Well, we can check
her arms.
Yeah.
Her arms are really cool.
Hey, wait, Jesse, how much of a person is left after that?
Well, she's actually pretty chromed out.
Oh,
so
sick.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's still some of her
well,
left.
Well, she was close to Cyber Psycho, right? Like, that was, like, a whole thing?
She's pretty chromed out, yeah.
Nice.
Nonetheless, Jesse, now it's my turn, I guess.
Doc, it's your turn.
Is anyone still around?
Giovanni's still there. He's got like 2 health left.
I just look at Giovanni and I'm like, I just shake my head.
All right, give me a face off. So reputation plus cool plus a D10. I'm gonna give you a +4 because you just watched his friend blow up.
So that's 5. Oh no, yeah, 5.
No, you got it.
Plus cool is 11.
You got it. You didn't fail. So he's like, all right, drops his gun, surrenders.
Bam! I'm gonna shoot him in the fucking
head. Just look right at you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah, he's just gonna kill him. He's not.
John, she's one of them dead.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still lying on the floor. I just whip around and shoot him in the head.
All right. Give me a cool check. See how cool it look, how good it is.
Thanks, Jesse. 8.
Can I give him my +4 from my cool?
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, yeah. You go to shoot him.
Thanks, man.
Right in the head.
Hell yeah.
Right between the eyes.
Nice. Hell yeah.
I go get his key.
All right, and I'm going to start checking their bodies real fast. I'm going to lock the back door.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to start checking their bodies for anything cool.
Yeah, I mean, Giovanni's got a really cool revolver.
Better than mine?
I mean, it looks cooler. It's the same quality, but looks cool.
I'm going to buy another holster later and have 2 guns. And I'm going to take that. Anything else?
I'm going to go strip those arms and the chrome off of Tulip.
All right.
Just in the middle of this fucking...
He has a stun baton on him also.
Oh.
That doesn't matter to me. Not my thing. But I'm going to, like... Ooh, a cool gun. He has a stun baton. What's his hat look like? You said he wore a hat.
Yeah, he had a cowboy hat on.
Is it better than mine?
I mean, it's older. It's old. But it's, like, got a rustic feel to it, you know?
Like, but it's seen a lot. This one was just burned in a cool way.
It was.
You know? I'm going to keep mine.
I'm going to keep saving that one. I want to see how many times I can save that one.
It's like a reverse Indiana Jones. Yeah. Like, I don't want it, but you keep saving it for me.
Dude, I got your hat, man. You keep forgetting it.
And then, yeah, that's I'm going to start cleaning up that body.
You turn around and I'm tearing into Tulip's chrome. Like, oh, hey.
Anything good?
These arms are pretty cool. Yeah, what are we looking at?
Yeah, she has 2 pretty, they're called gorilla arms, so they're like real powerful arms.
Nice. Anything else?
I mean, they're... Yeah, no, they're just special arms that are armored. So,
I'm like, I got something for Wesley. I don't elaborate, but you guys can see me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then I just like put these over my like back and just walk away while you're cleaning up the bodies.
On my hands and knees, like rolled up sleeves. God, shit, damn it.
Wesley can't take any more chrome. He'll go cyber psycho.
Gonna make him stronger and then have him go cyber psycho.
No,
it's our Hail Mary.
A hacker that's also a brawler.
Yeah. it's our Hail Mary. We get into like we're like, oh, we're fucking pinned, and I'm like, put him in the chair, like put the arms on him, and we just send him on his way.
Clap him on the butt.
I want that stun baton.
I'll bring it to you if you say that.
It seems right up her alley.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and I grabbed the key card from Giovanni.
Mm-hmm.
I just put the arms down next to what's her name? The one that
Francesca.
Yeah, next to Francesca.
All right. So I guess Francesca probably wakes up by now, so she's like, "What's going on? Oh my god! Are those Tulip's arms?
Oh yes, they are.
Oh my god." Oh, my God. What do you guys want?
Well, we kind of already got everything we wanted.
Oh, so you're going to let me go?
I'm still cleaning up downstairs.
Slow pan through the room. Maybe. I don't know. Do you have any money?
Yeah, I have some money.
Wire it all to us.
All of it?
How much do you have?
I have quite a bit.
80% of it.
Okay, I need my agent, though.
Well, yeah, who are you going to call, right? They're all dead. So I hand her phone.
Tries calling Giovanni. Here's his phone go off.
I have it in my pocket.
Ding, ding,
I answer
ding, ding.
Hello?
Oh, she just hangs up. Okay, so you each get sent 400 eddies. She's like, so you'll let me go now?
Are you going to try to, like, get revenge or anything?
No.
What are you going to do after we let you go?
I'll leave Night City. Is that what you want? You want me to leave? I'll leave.
Because you're saying it and saying, is that what you want? I feel like you're just looking for the thing you want me to say. And I don't know how much I trust that.
I'll do whatever you want. I don't want to die.
Madam?
Yeah?
What do you think we should do?
Well, the other one wanted her dead. And the other 2 are dead.
Well, yeah, but they were going to put up a fight.
I was just following orders. I'm just doing what my boss told me, all right?
Fine, you can go.
Okay, thank you.
You have to figure out how to get out of the cuffs, though.
Oh, I'll figure it out.
They're tricky.
Oh. okay. So she gets up and she's gonna start like walking away.
Did she walk down like past me?
Yeah.
Or
I'm still cleaning up.
Yeah.
Right? Am I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do I hear her?
Yeah, you hear her walking down.
I'm like cleaning, and I hear the footsteps. I look behind me. Do we see each other?
Yeah, yeah, you see.
I've cleaned it. How long has it been since we killed these
people? It's only been a couple minutes.
One of the bodies, at the very least, is still there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. How'd you get out? And then I stand up and I pull out one of my guns and I start aiming at her.
Oh, she's like, oh, they said they'd let me go.
Ah. And then I get back to cleaning. Like, I holster my gun and start cleaning again.
Oh, she's going to start sprinting out.
Be careful, I'll kill you if you're not careful.
Oh, I will be.
If you betray us.
Oh,
I'll find you.
I won't.
Stupid.
Over the intercom.
Yeah, just over the comms. Why are you still cleaning?
I'm certain that won't bite us in the butt.
Oh.
Are we not taking customers tonight? I text Firefly.
I'm doing like the opening shift. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure we can like let people in pretty soon.
Just hold on. Put a curtain back here. Hold on.
There's a line forming.
I text Firefly. Do you want us to open the?
Can we leave?
You're like, no, you could keep it closed. We don't have a bartender or any security now.
I run out and go change the signs out. Close tonight. SRY frowny face.
I text
and it's 2NITE.
I text, you sure about that? And then I text a cowboy emoji, a medical sign emoji, a whip, like a riding crop, and
a dog.
Yeah, yeah, and a dog. Yeah.
Fucking, and a winky face.
Yeah, and a winky face.
Yeah. Okay. So you're like, I don't understand what these mean. Are you guys offering to work at the nightclub?
I'm offering my friends and I. Will you pay us?
I mean, yeah, we'll give you, say, 200 eddies for the night.
I forward that text to everybody.
Get
I like
my
screenshots.
Head.
Yeah. I do screenshots.
I'm free.
No.
Oh, okay.
Because then we have to clean up. We don't...
Well, no, we'll just put, like, tarps over them. It'll be, like, scary theme tonight.
I mean...
We'll do a theme.
Fucking Adam. We don't need to stay at the scene of the crime. Thank you very much.
Well, it's not a crime.
I'm gonna go get the deed. Yeah, where is the deed?
So, Firefly messages you guys. So we like we'll be there in a bit to collect the keys, and then we'll get the deed, and it'll be all ours.
Sounds awesome. And that over text. And how's that? And how's the negotiations for our 10% going? Money sign, money sign, money sign. Tongue out, eyes, dollar sign emoji.
You guys need a job, we'll hire you.
I don't want a job, I want passive income. Get your money up.
We'll discuss that later.
After the body is sufficiently, like, removed, disposed of, at least for the time being, I'm gonna pour myself a bourbon.
Oh, there is a crowd growing outside because the bar is about to close. The nightclub is supposed to open.
No, I put the sign out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You put the sign that you're closed. Well, are you guys gonna reopen?
No, it's closed tonight. SRY, frowny face.
Okay.
Yeah, because one of us doesn't want to do a job tonight.
So you hear people like, "Aw, man."
I'm gonna take a bunch of the liquor out front though, and I'm just gonna like serve up drinks, like apology drinks, like for free.
Dude, I'll put up a lawn chair and do that with you. Dude.
You put them in a bowl like candy for Halloween. Like, please only take one.
Yeah, I do. I walk out with like a bunch of just the food and shit we have, and I just like leave it up front and be like, just over it. Apology drinks. Apology spelled APOLGIE. Pogi.
Pogi.
Pogi. Please take one PLS.
PLZ.
Yeah, one.
Oh, shit.
All right, yep. So Firefly shows up with another woman. She's Jade. She's very tall, has blue hair. Outside of her hair is shaved. And so she's like, comes to collect the keys. So keys, please.
Oh, here's one.
Thank you.
Please.
I have Francesca's.
Oh, thank you. And then Miguel's?
I guess, yeah, I toss it to her.
All right, thank you.
You ever considered naming this something like Albuquerque? Or
do you know what? Fuck, we forgot to ask him.
I point at the cowboy. He was down there.
God damn, you forgot to ask him. Do you know why it's named?
Firefly is like, yeah, I was with the club before Miguel took over. And he was just like...
Let her talk.
The former owner was just, like, really into, like, Greek mythology and stuff.
Vindicated. And I just walk off.
You hear me walk out and then throw my hat on the floor and start stomping on it like it was somebody saying, fucking shit, damn it.
He was from Tartarus, New Mexico, so. All right, they thank you. You each get $2,000 sent to your account. And, that's the end of today's gig.
Bow, bow, bow.
Is that the episode?
Yeah, that's the end of the episode.
Okay, yay!
Also, thank you guys for listening to 5 GMs and a Trench Coat.
Dude, we're so up right now.
Fucking
balling.
Dude, we got hella money on
dogs. $3,400. We got a dog, a katana.
A leather jacket.
I'm going to sell those arms.
A leather jacket?
Yeah.
Dude, we're a new car.
Yeah, you have a new car.
We're winning.
Yeah, there's no way this could go bad.
Never.
No, never.
You just killed the mayor's best friend.
Wait, what?
I thought they were just acquaintances.
I thought we have to get rid of that car, guys.
I thought
he was like a low-level senator. You know what I mean? I thought he was like a small-time guy. You know what I mean?
The president?
Why do we keep doing that?
Anyways, team, thank you guys for listening to 5 GMs on a Trench Coat. This has been a blast. I hope you're enjoying season 2 so far. More to come. If you like what we're doing here, you can go ahead and follow us on at 5 GMs on a Trench Coat on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. And then at 5 GMs Official on Blue Sky and Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it. If you also really like what we're doing here, you can go and support us. We have a Ko-Fi. You can find all of our links there. We have a website, which is at 5gmsandatrenchcoat.com. And you can find our Ko-Fi there. Or if you want to support us just by like leaving comments, likes, sharing us with different people, putting us on playlists, just listening. We love that. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you like what we're doing here, we also work on... almost all of us work on Adavan's Armory at ADAVANS Armory. We make 5GM, or 5GM, we make 5E supplemental content. And then Taylan does all the art for that. Speaking of art.
Yep, I do a bunch of fucking art shit. Gremlin Frog Art, there's 2 G's in there, FROGGART. Instagram and Twitter, check me out.
And then I do a thing that's called Wisteria Falls. You should search it on Webtoon at Wisteria Falls. It's a cool thing. I like it. Thank you.
And then Jesse does something called Jesse's Corner. If you want to go listen, he does album reviews and record reviews. Yep. So really interesting. So yeah, you guys can go and look that
Jesse,
up.
Jesse, what's your favorite album of the year so far?
Oh, you know.
Of 2023, obviously, because 2024 just started.
Yeah. So, you know, the boppin'.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Right. Arcade Fires' new album.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5 GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok, and at 5 GMs Official on Twitter. You can also join our Discord. You can find out how to join on our accounts or on our website, 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thank you. Catch you next time.